I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A good one for the Yankees, not so much for the Mets. So we'll start with the positive, and that would be the Yankees taking the opener from the Rangers.
First pitch, breaking ball, hit the right field, and hit a ton. Got some carry, going back is Garcia. He will not get it, it's out of here. Aaron Judge with a two-run homer, expanding the Yankee lead to 5-0. Home run number 16, RBIs 43.
Hey, Jerry, speaking of analytical, that was Aaron Judge's shortest home run of his career.
I believe it. That thing barely got over the wall.
In
the dead right corner.
But
it still counts. It's a home run. Yankees beat the Rangers 5-2. Ben Rice also homered. Here was Judge with Susan after the game. 5-2 the final. This was Judge on his home run, the shortest of his career.
Just trying to get something up. You know, he's a great pitcher. He's going to kind of run some sinkers in, sinkers down the zone, sliders down the zone, and try to get a slider up and see what we can do.
Well, he hit it out is what he did, as did Ben Rice, who looks to Judge for guidance, if you will.
So much. And it's not always things that he, you know, verbally communicates to us. It's just kind of watching him, watching the way he goes about his business. He's just such a great leader, and I love playing with him every day.
Was Rice on the Yes Network. How about Will Warren? 5 2/3 scoreless, 10 strikeouts. He says he really went after the hitters.
Yeah, just getting ahead and attacking. Wells and I put together a good plan, just getting ahead and, you know, let the guys play behind us.
They're now 28-19 as they have won 9 of their last 12, firmly in first place in the AL East, if they play tonight, because the forecast really is atrocious. Ryan Yarbrough and Jacob DeGrom at 6:25 on the Fan. And tomorrow, I actually said to, maybe it was Brad, maybe Dove, whoever was talking to yesterday, why would they have not looked at the forecast and tried to play a doubleheader yesterday?
We've been saying this for years. I don't know why they don't look ahead. It's never happened. But they just decide, hell, we're just going to keep going.
Yeah, I guess. Like, maybe it's literally 90% chance of rain today and tomorrow. But we'll see. Anyway, that's on the Fan if they do play. As for the Mets, they were in Boston again, and the Mets gave you a whole lot of nothing. Boston didn't do much either, but they did have a couple of big swings.
1-0. Hit high in the air to left field. Nimmo turns, races back toward the monster, looks up, and it's gone. Into the front row of the big green monster in left field. Carlos Narvaez, the nine man, hits his fifth home run of the year for Boston, and the Red Sox in the bottom of the fifth on a homer against Clay Holmes have a 1-0 lead.
I mean, the big green monster, a little redundant, no? I mean, we know it's big. We know it's out there. That's okay. That's a little nitpicky, but
that is true. Well, that was the nine hitter, as Keith Rad said on Mets Odyssey Radio. Then the two hitter, Rafael. Remember when Devers couldn't hit his way out of a paper bag earlier
That's right.
in the season?
Yep.
He's done quite well since. He homered, and 2-0 would be the final. You had Garrett Whitlock earn the win in relief. Aroldis Chapman the save. Walker Buehler, by the way, ejected in the third,
which was
hilarious.
Really, I mean, really frustrating from a Mets standpoint that you get your starter, who's a good starter, get ejected in the third out of nowhere for screaming about balls and strikes, and you can't capitalize
at all.
Where the Red Sox are completely caught off guard, not expecting to have to go to the bullpen in that spot, and the Mets can't do a damn thing with it.
They did nothing. Here was Clay Holmes, who did go six, but gave up the two home runs.
Good hitter, put a good swing on the pitch there. And, you know, tight game. You know, you can't really afford those mistakes, but, you know, there was also some good swings there that, you know, sometimes you get beat, and you know, they got it today.
And then, of course, you talk about not being able to do anything against the bullpen. Well, the Mets, again, it's the same old, 0-for-7 with runners in scoring position as they get shut out. Here's Carlos Mendoza. Yep, we've seen this before.
Yeah, I mean, and overall, we're going through it, no doubt about it. You know, we're having a hard time putting guys on consistently, and when we do get those guys on, we're having a hard time getting them in.
That said, Brandon Nimmo says, everybody, let's relax. Everything's fine.
This happens every single year, and, you know, in my mindset, I'm a little more optimistic, but at least we got this far with, you know, before losing three in a row. So, you know, let's try and make it another, you know, 6 weeks before we lose three in a row again.
Or maybe not lose three in a row the rest of the season.
You're right.
Which would be good.
You see the Steve Cohen ex post from last night?
Now I'm confused. I thought Dave Portnoy said he got Cohen to quit Twitter. So he is still on Twitter.
No, he's still on.
Oh, okay.
But what Dave, I think, was talking about in the Club Shay Shay thing, right?
Yeah.
Was Steve Cohen was tweeting all the time. And then that whole GameStop thing happened and he disappeared for months. And now he just bops in and out with
got
an occasional Mets thing. But he said, welcome to the ups and downs of a baseball season. This too will pass. LGM. So that's
he's right.
A message from above.
That is true.
Sort of like the George Steinbrenner missives back in the day.
Yeah, except there's no letter.
Right.
With the
letterhead.
Exactly.
Well, it's 2025. You can just put it out there on X.
That is true. You are right. Tyler McGill, Garrett Crochet tonight. The Mets have lost three in a row, as Nimmo pointed out, but also five of their last six. And as you said yesterday, and you were correct, the Phillies indeed won. You got no help from the Rockies. Mm. Who Colorado lost again to Philadelphia.
They're on pace, I think, to lose 135 games.
Is that all? Yeah, I know. It is atrocious.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow the Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.